So let's move on to saving versus investing, understanding the key differences. Many new investors don't understand that saving money and investing money are entirely different things. They have different purposes and play different roles in your financial strategy. Making sure you are clear on this fundamental concept before you begin your journey to building financial security and finding financial independence is vital because it can save you from a lot of heartache and stress. Both saving money and investing money have their place in your life, but they have very different roles. How you handle them can have big implications for your financial success, stress level, and how wealthy you ultimately become. It can even mean the difference between suffering through a recession or depression or sleeping soundly through the night, knowing you have enough spare liquidity on hand. The words saving and investing are sometimes used interchangeably, but when it comes right down to it, we should be engaged in both separately to secure our financial future. A shared characteristic of both savings and investing is the utmost importance that they play in our lives. If you are not doing either, the time is now to get started. This may require changes in spending, tracking, and changes in utilization of your income, but can and should be built into any plan you develop. A general rule of thumb is we should not save long-term, but should invest long-term. We should not invest short-term, but save short-term. In both savings and investing, the lower the risk, the higher the liquidity, and vice versa. The biggest difference between savings and investing is the risk involved. When you save, you put money into a savings account, like a money market or CD. It has little risk of loss of funds, but also has minimal gains. When you save, you are usually able to pull that money out when you want or after a period of time to use. When you invest, you have the potential of better gains or rewards long term, but also the potential for loss. You risk more in investing for a larger return, but your potential loss is available as well. It is important to review your goals and see what the best option for each is, saving or investing. Done incorrectly, it could cost you a lot of money in fees or loss of potential income earned through investing. What do we save versus what do we invest? We save for purchases and emergencies. We save for things that need a vehicle to sit in, available when we need them, and have low risk of losing value. It is important to track your savings, put a deadline or timeline to your goals, and a value. For example, if you are saving for your annual family vacation, you might want to earmark $3,000 to save in 9 months to withdraw in December. You then know how much you need, how much to save monthly, and the ability to take the money without fee to spend on that treasured vacation. When investing, it is important not just to invest, but invest wisely and you will have a better return. When you invest early, understanding different investment vehicles, what they are for, and how to use them will be imperative to being successful. We invest long-term for our children's college fund or retirement. We use specific vehicles that allow for growth, like these. If our children have 10 plus years before they go to school, we can invest monthly in a vehicle, like an education savings account, ESA, or 529 plan, that will allow for withdrawals when your child goes to college. Long-term college plans, like the ones I will discuss later, can help you to direct that goal successfully. When saving for retirement, it is marked as the end of your income earning years, but the desire would be to utilize funds invested throughout your working years, combined with any employer pension plans, social security, annuities, or other long-term investments. There are many options to start or continue your retirement savings in our chapter on retirement. Another difference is interest or money made. In investing, we want our investments to make us money, versus when saving, it is to keep our money safe, making very little return. A certificate of deposit is another savings tool. This tool is relatively short-term, ranging from a few months to many more years. While in the CD, your money is safe and grows at a little bigger interest rate than in a regular savings account, but you do not have access to it until the term of the CD is over. It is possible to be a wonderful investor, have growth in your 401k, and have investment properties, but unable to make ends meet if you do not understand how to save and follow through. You can save penny pinch and save money each month, impressively, but long term, that savings will not pay in retirement, and most likely will not pay your children's college plans, making investing equally important. Reminding us how important both are when done together. You can start small, just start saving, even if you are committed to saving money, you may find yourself falling into the trap of spending an extra $5 here or $13 there, thinking it's not that much, I'll never miss it. Depending on your age, this could be a huge mistake. One of the cornerstones of saving money is understanding the time value of money. That is, The concept that $1 today is more valuable than $1 a year from now. This single money-saving tip could help you transform your balance sheet over the next 10 years as you free up cash to put in reserves. Even if you can start with $5 or $10 per week, this will be a good place to start. How much money should I be saving? Everyone knows saving money should be a top priority, and most people are smart enough to look for saving money tips. But how many people actually know how much money they should be saving? Most folks mistakenly believe that saving more money is better, saving less money is bad. Don't get me wrong, that's true in a general sense, but depending upon your needs, lifestyle preferences, and income, the amount of money you need to save and have available in the event of a disaster or golden opportunity could be very different from your friends, family, and neighbors. Comparing yourself to others is often a mistake that will end up in unnecessary heartache and stress, so you would be wise not to do it. It is not a one-size-fits-all, but here are some guidelines to help you make that decision. If you are saving for a specific purpose and know how much you need, then you can take that amount and divide it by timeline you will need it in. For example, if you need $3,000 in 8 months, then you will save $375 per month. A general rule of thumb is to save 15% of your income. If you can't afford to do the 15%, then start with 5% or 10%. Then as you get a pay increase, you can increase that amount until you reach the 15% motto. Pay yourself first. The pay yourself first motto has been around for decades. This method requires you to decide how much you plan to save. Once that decision is made, that amount is put towards your savings before paying your bills. This technique has been proven time and time again to cause people to change their saving and spending behavior. It is one of the most important saving tips that has been developed. I remember when I first started working, my grandmother would say, before you spend anything, 10% to your savings and 10% to your tithe. Let's start exploring how you can start saving money by paying yourself. One method for paying yourself first is have a specified savings contribution from each paycheck routed to your savings or investment account. This way, you get accustomed to your paycheck being a certain amount and your budget is established based on that amount. This method also removes the temptation to skip a contribution. Another method that can be used to pay yourself first that is very common is earmarking a certain percentage of paycheck to be contributed to your retirement account, such as a 401k. Finally, if you are a good money manager and won't be tempted to deviate from your budget goals, you can do it on your own. You can set up your saving or investment accounts and add the funds each time you get paid. You can also do a combination of automatic withdrawals, especially if you are contributing to your 401k account, and also make additional deposits into your accounts that you have set up for your savings, saving made easier. We must avoid thinking of money or saving techniques as restrictive. It goes without saying that sometimes saving money can be difficult because life happens. Unexpected events inevitably occur that impedes our saving schedule and routine. The reason I decided to put some of my ideas in writing is to help those who find it difficult to budget and save come up with a plan that would make it easier for them. Before you get started, make sure you are committed to your plan. Treat your investments and savings as a means to an end. The value of your portfolio rests in the enjoyment and security it provides for you and your family. You must envision what you want as specifically as possible. And when you understand your goals, it will take away the anxiety about saving. Think of money as a tool. It exists to serve you and accomplish whatever it is you want it to accomplish for your life, be it making you more comfortable, giving you control over your career, living in an area you love, giving your children and grandchildren a head start in life, or being able to pursue a passion that you otherwise would not be able to afford. I recommend to make a vision board of your goals and place it in an area in your home that you can see it daily, but a company can't see. Find ways to remove temptations from your life. For example, if you are a coffee drinker, make your own coffee before you leave home. Don't drive past a Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts on your way to work. Keep tabs on your savings progress. Measuring your progress is a great way to feel empowered. Build in a reward system for yourself, maybe every 6 months, for reaching and maintaining your goals. If you have a friend that you can trust to hold you accountable, ask them to help. Make saving and investing easier by changing bad habits. Moderation is the key. No matter how much or little money you have, the important thing is to educate yourself about your opportunities. When you must get all the facts about your personal situation and follow through with an intelligent plan, you should be able to gain financial security over the years and enjoy the benefits of managing your money. No one is born knowing how to save or to invest. Every successful investor starts with the basics. Even if you are born into a wealthy family and inherit a large sum of money, you still don't know what it takes to save or invest. For people like myself that wasn't born into wealth, the only way to attain financial security is to save and invest over a long period of time. Make your own list and then think about which goals are the most important to you. List your most important goals first. Once you complete your list, decide how many years you have to meet each specific goal. Because when you save or invest, you'll need to find a savings or investment option that fits your time frame for meeting each goal. There are many tools in existence to help you put your financial plan together. With the internet today, there is a wealth of information, including calculators and links to various financial resources.